please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about Black Ancestry. Let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing everything awesome. Yes, I'm making another video about black people. Yes, I made a MGTOW.TV exclusive because that one went really hard and it was amusing, at least to me. I don't know about everyone else, but I enjoyed it. And this one is about the black people's ancestors. Yes, Senpai said that they were fucking gorillas. Are they? They look like gorillas, but no, their ancestor was Homo erectus. Yes, if you looked at my old the video they made before, they are homos and they like things that are erect, so it makes sense, don't you think? Well, anyways, let me find this little article that I pulled out of my ass and you get to see it. Enjoy. Yes, friends, this article is from medium.com. It says 19% archaic DNA and West African people. SpaghettiOs. It says, are West African people different from the rest of us because their ancestors were breeding with archaic hominid species? Well, I would say yes. But let's see what this guy says, right? The guy's name is Hell P. Is he peeing himself? I don't know. Probably some weirdo. Who cares? Let's read. On social media, I stumbled upon something about West African people being substantially different from all other humans because much of their DNA comes from archaic species about 14,000 years ago. Fuck yeah! Yeah, eat it, niggers. That can't be right, can it? Fuck yeah, it can, so what the fuck? The implication is that they are less evolved and almost animals. Ding ding ding! The accompanying image of half man, half ape said more than words ever should. Oh man, it must suck being a fucking black dude, huh? But oh well, there are fucking high bell curves, so yeah, just because you came from fucking humble beginnings doesn't mean you have to be a retard, right? Just saying. This idea that people are more likely animals than humans is used to justify awful lot of atrocities in the world. Yeah, you should ask the Jews. They think they're superior from everyone just because something was promised to them 2,000 years ago. But these motherfuckers were 14,000 years ago, so what the fuck were they promised? Dirt cookies and fucking mosquito fucking burgers? I guess. Who knows, right? Well, let's continue. But hold on, Snowflake, can it be true? Of course. Mystified, I set out to read all the scientific papers and more so that you don't have to. Oh, really? Well, let's see what this guy has to say, huh? Big claims require big evidence, well, no shit. And I've read it all. Okay, then, let's find out. To discover exactly where this came from, please tell me. Okay. The claim relates to two completely separate but fascinating scientific discoveries. Ooh, do tell. The skull of an archaic human was discovered in West Africa, but it dates back to just 14,000 years ago. And it might be a modern human skull. So what, did they fucking kill a nigger right then and they found it? I don't know, maybe. This is where the 14,000 year old part of the claim arises. But there is no evidence that any people alive today are a result of Africans mating with the owner of this skull or any different species such as a recent time frame. Okay then, either they fuck these or they fucking gorillas. Which one is it, pal? Come on, come in! Analysis of ancient African people, ooh, has indicated an influx of DNA about 35 to 50,000 years ago from an unknown population, resulting in between 2 to 19% of archaic DNA in some modern people. Note, some West African people, not all of them. So what? Some of them got raped by these fucking creatures or gorillas or fucking, who knows, aliens? Maybe it's Yakub. Oh no, that was who created white people, huh? Anyways, whatever, let's continue. This unknown population was not Neanderthals, but a similar close relative or ancestor of modern humans that has left a small trace of DNA among the population. No, motherfuckers, this is not in my fucking gene pool. Maybe in yours, motherfucker. So go fuck yourself. Let's start with the first clue. Who did the skull belong to? It was found in Nigeria. What, was it the picture of this fucking nigger? Was it this guy's fucking skull? Whatever, man. You're fucking... Well, I don't know, man. I should keep an open mind. I shouldn't be talking shit, huh? Yeah. Well, incidentally, like, I'm talking shit right now. I'm thinking getting the picture of this fucking nigger right here and sticking his ass to Ingrok and animating him and make him do some stupid shit. Why? Why not? Anyways, let's continue. A curious skull turned up in Ilorun, Nigeria. That was a kind of a hard word. It took me a little bit to practice. Anyways, the skull is identified as Homo sapien, but open to debate. Maybe because you want to say that they're fucking hominids? Okay, that's what you want to say? Anywho, and that is us. We are Homo sapien. But you says open to debate, motherfucker. So what the fuck? Spit it out, man. It looked almost like ours, but it wasn't quite right. Oh, do tell. It was longer and flatter cranial shape with strong bro ridge. Oh, okay, so he looked like Encino Man. He wish he was Brendan Fraser, just a fucking monkey looking creature. But it is what it is, right? It looked like the skull of a hominid that should have been extinct by at least 100,000 years, but has been repeatedly dated in separate studies to only 14,000 years ago. Gee, maybe they were in the land of the lost and they fucking popped out. Maybe they're fucking Argarthian slaves or some shit that they kept. Who knows? Speculation includes that it might be a type of Homo. Homo sapien hybrid. Okay, like an alien hybrid or some bullshit? Okay. Or a relic population from hominid with archaic features that survived until more recently. Yeah, like they say the Loch Ness Monster is a fucking, was it a plesiosaurus or some bullshit like that? They got stuck in there? Oh, and also if you want to believe all that weird fucking conspiracy theories, it's a fucking demon that Aleister Crowley fucking summoned when he was living around that area. Oh, fucking the bullshit, no matter what. Anyways, let's continue. DNA testing would give a conclusive answer, but it is hard, yo, impossible to extract DNA from very old bone in Africa where it doesn't survive for long in the climate. Well, gee, it is fucking baked by the fucking sun. What do you expect? It's the land of the lost. They do call it the dark continent and this fucking sun and all kinds of shit right there. But whatever, right? Other similar looking skulls have been classified as Homo sapien due to DNA analysis, such as the oldest modern human skull found outside of Africa in Mongolia and initially called Mongolatropus. What the fuck is that? Whatever. Yes, friend, I was trying to find the Mongolatropolis thingy and this thing came out among other shit like Mongolians and all that other crap, but whatever this is, I couldn't find it. Yeah, I wanted to show a picture. It just showed me a bunch of articles about that thing, but I want to bring up more shit. Anyways, the skull hints that a species we thought was long gone might actually have survived until fairly recently. Oh, really? Okay. That would be exciting, but what species? In Africa, the two relatives of modern humans who lived most recently are H. nadali, about 250,000 years ago, and H. hedilobergensis? Oh, I like Sega Genesis. Anyways, who survived until as recently as 300,000 years ago. Yeah, that's really recent. Okay. Both of these distinct hominids lived at the same time as Homo sapiens. They lived alongside us in Africa. Could it be they could have survived? Fuck no. How can stupid creatures live? They're supposed to die because of genetic dead end. Unless it's kind of like the bonobos when they have someone taking care of them. Oh, was it Yakub? I don't know. Oh, whatever, let's continue. Perhaps other types of hominids that we don't even know about survive in isolated places. Really? Let's find out, huh? Africa is vast and there wasn't all that many humans living in there 14,000 years ago. Okay. There are some ways in which the Iroelru skulls look like modern human and it isn't identified with any particular archaic species. Human evolution is complicated and needs more study, you think? We really can't come to any conclusions about why this skull looks half modern Homo sapiens and half Homo ediglobergensis without more information. Well, that's why you gotta do the DNA test to find out what this fucking proto-nigger came from, right? Whatever. Ancient DNA doesn't survive easily in the African climate. No shit. So that's no help in unraveling this mystery. Well, what? You think fucking shit's not gonna get lost in the sands of time, you fucking tool? Whatever. We need more evidence. Okay, maybe you could pull it out of your ass, huh? Let's find out. We need more skeletons from more sites of ancient habitation. Oh, okay, yeah, let's do that. It would be great to find out about more about this person. It's not a person, it's an animal. A recent study of the era in 2023 still didn't turn up an answer to this enigma. Well, you know, it is what it is. It must be noted, there is nothing to link this skull to archaic DNA in modern Homo sapiens of West African. Yeah, right, you wanna say that niggers are fucking related to this creature? Okie dokie, why not? And I would also note that this is the most probably a reflection of the normal variation between modern humans. You're a fucking reporter. You're not a scientist, so fuck you. Experts, which is not you, who look at old bones have a vested interest in pointing out the difference between bones. Well, that's their fucking job to see what's the similarities and what's the differences. So yeah, they should know more than you. Yes, nigger, I hail Hitler. Anyway, let's continue. There is very little in the story that an old skull was found, but finding a new species of human gets a lot of publicity, books, TV documentaries, PhD studies. Yes, in the end of the day, it's about fame and fortune, right? But not about the truth. Fucking assholes, anyways, whatever. For its impact on African people, there is nothing to see here. Why? Because it's too fucking racist that niggers don't want to admit that they came here from fucking ancient creatures? Oh, it is what it is. We all fucking evolve from different things. Just know what you are. You could always become more. Yeah, become more than the sum of your parts. There's nothing wrong with that. I know Africa's fucked up and has all kinds of fucked up things in there, but it is what it is. Supposedly it's the cradle of life. But then they said also China was people growing there too, and all kinds of shit. So who knows? The past is the past, and like we haven't been there, we don't know. All we could do is just study the evidence, and whatever it is. So if you don't like being a nigger,
man, well, it doesn't it matter.
Is
if you're 15, my nigga. I like young
what can I tell
girls.
You?
I like them 15,
I'm a
whip back, 14,
and I'm
16,
fine with
I like
what I am. I am what
nigga.
I am. So I'm not crying. And I'll be like, oh, whipbacks are the third smartest people. So what the fuck do I care? You go, my IQ's smarter than the average person, so give a fuck. Yeah, friend. And you shouldn't give a fuck either. If people are retarded, doesn't matter the color of your skin. You gotta go. Why? Because stupidity is what's fucking our world up. Just saying. Well, anyways, friends, just get ready, because who knows how long this shit's gonna last. Yeah, the candle's been lit, so just get stronger and don't die, friends, because we are going to be needed for the future, so we could start cleaning things up. Anyways, friends, you take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.